Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member by Avram Goldhar and Tim Mesechus Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the ninth parak on Makabel. This parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Alav Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the mission of the previous daf taught Imchau Eitzel Chenvani or Eitzel Shochani. If the employer transferred the employee to a storekeeper or money changer to be paid, which Rashi explains means that he transferred the debt to them from which the employee draws food or money for their wages, the employer does not violate Baal Talin if he's not paid on time. A Braisa darshens this from the word itcho, with you, meaning he's only chai for withholding payment while it's his responsibility to pay, but not when he transferred the payment to a storekeeper. The Gemara asks, chozer or eino chozer, can the employee return to the employer if he was not paid by the storekeeper, or may he not return? Rav Sheshet says he cannot return to be paid by the employer, and Rava says he can. Rava says the Mishnah supports this view because it states that if he sent the employee to be paid by a storekeeper, eino over, he does not transgress Baal Talin, which implies he only avoids the prohibition, but still owes his wages. Rav Sheshet responded, the Mishnah means eino betoris la'avor, he's not in the category of transgressing because he no longer owes the wages. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, Socher bezmano nishba venotel, if a hired worker claims his pay when it is due, he may swear he was not paid and collect it. The Gemara asks why the rabbis instituted this law, and Rav Nachman says in Shmuel's name, the kanas kavu shanu kan, permanent enactments were taught here. Fundamentally, the employer should swear that he paid to exempt himself, but the rabbis removed the shvua from the employer and placed it upon the employee, mishum kedei chayiv desocher, because of the employee's livelihood. The Gemara ultimately explains, ba habayis tard bepolimu, the employer is preoccupied with his workers and may mistakenly think he paid when he did not. Therefore, the rabbis allowed the employee to swear he was not paid and collect. The Gemara said, if so, he should not even need to swear, and answers, to appease the mind of the employer, who would be frustrated if the employee could simply claim he was not paid and collect. And point number three, the Gemara asks, if an employee swears to collect because the employer is preoccupied with his workers, the same should hold true when they dispute the amount of wages he stipulated. Yet, a braisa teaches that an employee must bring proof where they dispute the amount agreed upon for payment. The Gemara answers, people certainly remember the amount of a stipulation despite preoccupation with workers. The Gemara asks further that if the employer cannot remember if he paid, why does the Mishnah state that once the time for payment has passed, he cannot swear and collect? It explains, there's a presumption that an employer does not violate Baal Talin. Although we are concerned he may mistakenly believe he already paid, that is only before payment is due. But once the time of his obligation arrives, Rami al-Nafshi v'mitchar, he places it upon himself to remember if he has not yet paid. Although there is also a presumption that the employee would not steal, the employer has a second chazaka supporting him that an employee does not delay collecting his wages. So once again, the three points are, number one, the mission on the previous daf taught, Imcho Eitzel Chenvani or Eitzel Shochani, if the employer transferred the employee to a storekeeper or money changer to be paid, which Rashi explains means that he transferred the debt to them from which the employee draws food or money for their wages, the employer does not violate Baal Talin if he is not paid on time. A braisa darshens this from the word itcho, with you, meaning he's only chai for withholding payment while it's his responsibility to pay, but not when he transferred the payment to a storekeeper. The Gemara asks, chozer or eino chozer, can the employee return to the employer if he was not paid by the storekeeper, or may he not return? Rav Sheshet says he cannot return to be paid by the employer, and Rava says he can. Rava says the Mishnah supports this view because it states that if he sent the employee to be paid by a storekeeper, eino over, he does not transgress Baal Talin, which implies he only avoids the prohibition, but still owes his wages. Rav Sheshet responded, the Mishnah means eino betoris la'avor, he's not in the category of transgressing because he no longer owes the wages. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, Socher bezmano nishba venotel, if a hired worker claims his pay when it is due, he may swear he was not paid and collect it. The Gemara asks why the rabbis instituted this law, and Rav Nachman says in Shmuel's name, the kanas kavu shanu kan, permanent enactments were taught here. Fundamentally, the employer should swear that he paid to exempt himself, but the rabbis removed the shvua from the employer and placed it upon the employee, mishum kedei chayiv desocher, because of the employee's livelihood. The Gemara ultimately explains, ba habayis tard bepolimu, the employer is preoccupied with his workers and may mistakenly think he paid when he did not. Therefore, the rabbis allowed the employee to swear he was not paid and collect. The Gemara said, if so, he should not even need to swear, and answers, to appease the mind of the employer, who would be frustrated if the employee could simply claim he was not paid and collect. And point number three, the Gemara asks, if an employee swears to collect because the employer is preoccupied with his workers, the same should hold true when they dispute the amount of wages he stipulated. Yet, a braisa teaches that an employee must bring proof where they dispute the amount agreed upon for payment. The Gemara answers, people certainly remember the amount of a stipulation despite preoccupation with workers. The Gemara asks further that if the employer cannot remember if he paid, why does the Mishnah state that once the time for payment has passed, he cannot swear and collect? It explains, Chazaka in Baal Bayis Obe Mishum Baltalin. There's a presumption that an employer does not violate Baltalin. Although we are concerned he may mistakenly believe he already paid, that is only before payment is due. Avamata Zman Chiyuve, but once the time of his obligation arrives, Rami Al Navshi Mitchar, he places it upon himself to remember if he has not yet paid. Although there's also a presumption that the employee would not steal, the employer has a second Chazaka supporting him that an employee does not delay collecting his wages. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is a Rubik's Cube. A Rubik's Cube, so here goes. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door, so he wouldn't transgress Baltalin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of the Beis Din that he wasn't paid on time, bringing his contract as proof over the specific amount that was owed. Once again, in slow motion. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, Rubik's Cube, that must be Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door so he wouldn't transgress Baltalin, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught, Himcha Eitzel Chanvani or Eitzel Shulchani, if the employer transferred the employee to a storekeeper or money changer to be paid, which Rashi explains means that he transferred the debt to them from which the employee draws food or money for their wages, the employer does not violate Baltalin if he's not paid on time. So, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door, so he wouldn't transgress Baltalin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of Beis Din that he wasn't paid on time, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, Sachir b'zmano nishba b'noto, if a hired worker claims his pay when it is due, he may swear he was not paid and collect it. The Gemara asks why the rabbis institute this law, and ultimately explains, Ba'abai is tawr b'polimu, the employer is preoccupied with his workers and may mistakenly think he paid when he did not. So, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door, so he wouldn't transgress Baltalin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of a basin that he wasn't paid on time, bringing his contract as proof over the specific amount that was owed, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if an employee swears to collect because the employer is preoccupied with his workers, the same should hold true when they dispute the amount of wages he stipulated. Yet, a brisa teaches that an employee must bring proof where they dispute the amount agreed upon for payment. The Gemara answers, people certainly remember the amount of a stipulation despite preoccupation with workers. So once again, the owner of the Rubik's Cube store, who had transferred the wages of one employee over to the supermarket next door, so he wouldn't transgress Baltalin, was taken aback when one of his workers came and swore in front of a basin that he wasn't paid on time, bringing his contract as proof over the specific amount that was owed. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazar. Daf Kufches. So the sim Daf Kufches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must be more Daf Kufches. Kach, take. The pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, which reminds us, Rav said, that if one purchases land which was available to anyone willing to pay the government tax on it, and the land is located between properties owned by partners or brothers, he's an impudent person for not allowing them to purchase it, but we do not remove him from the purchased land. However, the Nardin said that we even remove the purchaser because of a bar mitzvah, because the Torah says, Vasisa yashar v'tobe einei Hashem, you shall do what is just and good in the eyes of Hashem. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop the neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, which reminds us, the Gemara lists several cases in which the bar mitzvah has no claim. A property given as a gift is not subject to the law of bar mitzvah. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop his neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, stole a piece of paper from the pocket of the gift recipient, which indicated he planned to sell the field to a Talmid Chacham before selling it to a relative. Which reminds us, Gemara says, if one has the option of selling his field either to a Talmid Chacham or to a karuv, a relative, the Talmid Chacham takes precedence. Daf Kuftes. So the Siman Daf Kuftes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit, that must be Daf Kuftes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one leases a field for only a few years, he may not plant pishnan in it because the soil requires 7 years to recover from the damage, and he has no right to sycamore beams from the field's trees, which requires 7 years to regrow. If he leased the field for 7 years, he may plant flax in the first year and is entitled to that year's sycamore beams. Abai says that although a renter for fewer than 7 years does not receive sycamore beams, b'shevach shikma yeshlo, he has a right to the improvement of the sycamore, meaning its increased growth, which is considered its produce. Rava says he has no right to its increased growth. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss of the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a hired planter once told the owners, if I cause a loss, I'll leave. He later did cause a loss to some of his improvements and reviewed a said mistalk boshvacha. He leaves without any payment for the improvements he made because that is the intent of the leaving to which he agreed. Rav Kahana says he does receive payment for the improvements and was only agreeing to leave voluntarily. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss to the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, was approached by a lender who was given his borrower's vineyard for 10 years and asked for a band-aid because he pricked his finger on the dead vines he was taking as produce, which reminds us, a borrower once gave his vineyard to his lender for 10 years, during which time the lender could take its produce and the loan amount would be reduced. After 5 years, the vineyard aged and the vines died, which was expected. Abai said, Perahavit, the dead vines are considered produce and belong to the lender. Rava said, Karnehavit, they are considered principal part of the land, therefore the land should be purchased through selling the vines and the lender consumes the produce of the purchased land. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The golden key to the field, gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud. The golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which was given for a number of years during which the lender could consume its produce, but the shtar did not indicate the number of years. The lender claimed the term was 3 years, and the borrower claimed it was two, and the lender consumed the produce of the third year before they went to court. Yudah said, Karka Becheses Balea Kaima. The land stands in the owner's possession, and its produce is presumed his, meaning the borrower's, until proven otherwise. Rav Kahana said, Peros Becheskas Ochlen Kaima. Fruits stand in the possession of he who consumed them, so the lender need not pay for them until the borrower proves his case. So the golden key to the field, which is being presented to the lender, who came late to the ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din, and had some paper sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, I can't find the shtar of the mashkon, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses a mashkon of land which the lender claimed was for 5 years, and the borrower claimed it was only for three. After 3 years, the borrower demanded the lender show the shtar of the mashkon, but the lender said he lost it. Rav Yudah said, the lender is believed to retain the land for 2 more years. Since, had he wanted to lie, he could have said, I purchased the land from you, since a buyer who occupies purchased land for 3 years is believed to say he lost the shtar. Therefore, we presume his claim that the mashkon is 5 years is truthful. So the golden key to the field, which was being presented to the lender who came late to their ceremony because he was busy eating the fruits of the disputed third year before they went to Beis Din and had some paper sticking out of his pocket as he claimed, I can't find the shtar of the mashkon, was presented next to a field in which some orphans and their creditors were disputing who made improvements on the land, which reminds the Gemara brings a dispute if land improvements were made by the Yisomim or the late father. The Gemara concludes that even if the orphans made the improvements, it's paid out to them in cash, and the creditor keeps the land. Therefore, the dispute is reduced to one about monetary payments and not land ownership. Thus, the burden of proof is on the Yisomim. Kuf Yud Aleph, so the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The owner of the kayak rental business, kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baal Talin, which reminds us, in a brisa was taught that if one tells a shliach, go hire employees for me, shnehin ein ovrim mishum Baal Talin, neither of them would transgress the prohibition not to hold a worker's wages overnight if they're not paid on time. The employer because he didn't hire them himself, and the shliach because the wages are not with him since he's not the one who owes them payment. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baltaling. While he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, which reminds us regarding one hired for part of a day. Rav said, Schir Shal is the Yom Gobakoa Yom. One hired for several hours of the day collects all day after completing his work and must be paid before nightfall. Schar Shal is the Lila Gobakoa Lila. One hired for hours of the night collects all night. Shmuel agrees that one hired for several hours of the day collects all day, but says the one hired for several hours of the night collects all night and all the next day. So the owner of the kayak rental business, who sent a friend to hire employees for him, so neither of them would transgress Baltalin. While he was paying a worker before dawn for taking out some tourists on a two-hour midnight tour, told the Ger Toshav he hired as a security guard through the night to come during the day to get his check, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Malchus about Talin for the hire of an animal, Kalim, and a Ger Toshav. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step do when if one leased land for a rent of 10 cores of wheat and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with this wheat? That's on Duff. Kufav. Good number two, which stuff do we have Malchus about Bal Talin for the hire of a Ger Toshav? That's on Duff. Kufyadov. Good number three, which of the learn an employee who transfers the wages of an employee to a storekeeper does not transgress Baltalin? That's on Duff. Kufyad Beis. Good number four, which stuff do we learn about the 13 benefits of Pashachris? That's on Duff. Kufzain. Good number five, which stuff do we learn a worker must bring proof of the amount of wages in dispute because employers do remember the amount of a stipulation? That's on Duff. Kufiyat Beis. Good number six, which stuff do we learn about a lender who already consumed the produce of a disputed year of a mashkon? That's on Duff. Kufiyat. Good number seven, which stuff do we learn about whether one who purchased a field can be removed because of the din of bar mitzvah? That's on Duff. Kufches. Good number eight, which stuff do we learn a worker can swear and collect his wages because an employer is tarud with his workers? That's on Duff. Kufiyat Beis. Good number nine, which they learn about different pshatim in the pasuk Baruch Atah B'Vo'echo, Baruch Atah B'Seisecho. That's on Duff. Kufzayin. Good. Number 10. Which they learn about the collection times for one hired for several hours of the night. That's on Duff. Kufyadov. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.